I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. 1 week from today, all eyes in the Commonwealth will be on Frankfurt for the inauguration of Governor-elect Matt Bevin. For some perspective on inauguration days in Kentucky, we're turning again to Laura Cullen Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based newspaper, the Kentucky Gazette. Hello again, Laura.
Hello again, Alan.
So what is different this year as far as the inauguration is concerned, or the inaugural parade, I suppose?
Well, the parade is definitely different than it has been in years past. For one, it'll be a little smaller. The organizer of the parade is a man named Steve Brooks, who's in Frankfurt. He's a Frankfurt native, and he's been organizing the parade since 1971. The first governor who he helped usher in, literally, to Frankfurt was Wendell Ford. And the parade this year won't have as many marching bands. In 2011, Governor Beshear's second inauguration parade, there were 77 school marching bands. This year, there will be 15. The Bevin Inaugural Committee decided to have a tribute to veterans as a larger part of the parade. So this year, there will be a unit of veterans from the Vietnam and Korean Wars, led by Will T. Scott, who's a former Supreme Court justice and a primary election rival of Matt Bevin's. And Justice Scott is a Vietnam veteran. He'll be leading that contingent, and they will be the last unit in the parade. And Mr. Brooks, the organizer, expects 300 or more veterans to be a part of that. And when the soldiers get to the review stand, Matt Bevin is to personally thank them all for their service to their country.
And this should come as no surprise because Bevin himself is a military veteran.
That's correct. He is a veteran. And so is his Lieutenant Governor-elect Jeanine Hampton.
And that is going to be a historic occasion there because of Jeanine Hampton being on the dais with Governor-elect Matt Bevin.
That's right. She's the first African-American to win statewide office in Kentucky.
I understand there's an awful lot in terms of logistics to put together an event like this.
There are. Mr. Brooks, the organizer, said that he has lots of volunteers who help organize the parade before the people even come to town. On Sunday, he and his volunteers will be out painting Wilkinson Boulevard with different colors to help determine where the units of the parade will set up. And then during the parade, he and 15 volunteers will be in golf carts with radio contact, because the parade will be broadcast live on KET, and the radio contact allows Brooks, as a radio hub, if you will, to coordinate with KET so they can name the participants as they come up Capitol Avenue.
And literally thousands upon thousands of people are going to be descending upon Frankfurt. It's always a huge event, and it swells the population of the capital city to enormous proportions.
It does. There, you're right. Thousands of people line Capitol Avenue, Wilkinson Boulevard, Broadway, going up to the Capitol. And one thing that's interesting this year, too, is that, as in years past, the former governors will be part of the parade, too, which I've always thought is such a nice tribute to the smooth transition of power that we enjoy in our Commonwealth and our country, that Governor Beshear, as the outgoing governor, participates in the parade that puts his successor in office. Along with Governor Beshear will be Governors Fletcher, Patton, Jones, Collins, Brown, and Carroll. So they've all committed to be in the parade.
Well, it's all going to be happening a week from today. I want to thank you, Laura Cullen Glasscock, editor and publisher of the Kentucky Gazette, for being our guest again today to talk about the inauguration coming up.
Thanks, Alan.